Macmillan Audio presents The Children by Ann Leary. Read for you by Gretchen Moll. 1. One August morning in 1956, Whit Whitman sat down to a breakfast of soft-boiled eggs and toast with his grandmother Trudy. They dined outdoors on the wide front porch of Lakeside Cottage. Whit's father had an early golf game that morning. His mother and sister had gone for a sail on the lake. Although he was only 8 at the time, Whit would always remember what he and his grandmother talked about during their breakfast. First, Trudy had described her displeasure at finding the family cat on her bed when she awoke. She had thought it was her sweater and was alarmed when it sprang from her hands. Then they had discussed the weather. "Isn't it cold for August?" Trudy asked. "Not really," said Whit. He wanted to go sailing and was bitter about being left behind to look after his grandmother. "Won't you and your father want to plant bulbs this afternoon? Or is it too soon for bulbs? Didn't we just plant the tomatoes?" Whit answered in a dull monotone. It was a bit soon for the bulbs. The tomatoes had been planted in May. "Oh, didn't we have the loveliest tomatoes last night?" Trudy asked. "Yes, Gran." "Weren't they perfectly ripe, dear?" "Yes, they were." "The roses, have they been cut back?" "I don't know, Gran," Whit said, squinting out at the lake in search of his mother's boat. "Here's the point in the story where I always see the two white birches, gone now against a flat blue sky, and the lake spread all around them like a pool of shimmering silver." "It's too soon to cut them back. They're still blooming," Trudy scolded, as if it had been Whit who suggested cutting the roses back in the first place. "Would you like to walk down to the garden, Gran?" Whit asked.
"No, dear, thank you."